This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. The Roseau County Museum is decorated beautifully for Christmas, including the 9 decorated trees in our contest, all decorated by local people representing various groups. Come and see them and vote for your favorite. Maybe you'll be inspired to decorate a tree next year. It doesn't have to represent an organization. It can be your family or even an individual who'd like to compete in the tree decorating contest. Do you have any stories you'd like to share with the museum? Especially ones that could be read on these broadcasts? If you do, we'd happily accept them at the museum. Personal memories and family stories are so interesting to all of us, as I hear from many people that listen to these Wild 102 broadcasts. We're in our 22nd year of telling these stories, and the research area is a good source of materials because it includes all the publications from local communities, the newspapers of the county, which can be read on microfilm, many file cabinets full of family histories, and photos cataloged by name, subject, and place that the staff can access for researchers. Roseau County Historical Society also has a website for you to look into from your home computer. If you have a reason to come to the Roseau City Center building, make it a point to visit the museum. Admission is free. We're surprised by how many people stop in and say they've lived in Roseau County for many years and haven't visited it before. Kids love all the animals displayed, and our director, Britt Dahl, has many fun programs throughout the year for them. One of our board members, Lola Grafstrom, also does presentations at schools. At this time of the year, she shares items that show little kids how the Swedish people celebrated Christmas. She has been a teacher herself, so has a good rapport with the students. She uses some items borrowed from the museum, as well as her own personal family heirlooms. Today's story comes from the book Pioneers in Progress, written to celebrate the 75th anniversary in 1981 of Badger Community. The following article concerns one Albert Berg, an entertainer in his own right, who was Secretary of State under 3 governors and also served as a state representative. Politics were also taken seriously at the turn of the century, and there was strong rivalry between the Republicans and the populists. Albert was a staunch Republican, but distinguished himself in many other ways as well. He was a ponderous man, weighing about 300 pounds. He also possessed a fine singing voice and delighted in entertaining audiences, singing ballads in both English and Swedish. An article written by Frank M. Eddy for the St. Paul Pioneer Press described what could happen when Albert combined his size and voice to entertain a crowd. The meeting took place in the George Stokes Hall, and when it was announced that Albert would sing, the house was always packed. At that time, it was considered essential to have a platform built for the speaker. And before the meeting, a platform about 3 feet high was erected out of boards and supported by 2x6s. Sometime during the day, some miscreant secretly entered the building and sawed through each of these supports, leaving only about 1/4 inch to sustain its weight. The hall was packed. The chairman, who was a lightweight, opened the meeting by stating that Albert Berg would sing a Swedish song. Huge Albert briskly stepped forward and began his song. At one point in the chorus, he always emphasized the line by violently stomping his foot. When he brought down his 300 pounds of Swedish flesh, bones, and muscle on the platform, it collapsed like a paper box. Those on the platform, including the organ and organist, were catapulted into the audience. The organ, falling on the village school teacher, pinned her to the floor where she lay screaming that she was killed. The organist landed on her head on the wood box, her legs waving in the air like signals of distress. Albert Berg was wedged under a seat and had to be pulled out. I was projected into the lap of a big fat Norwegian lady, who gazed at me with a look that seemed to say, "You are very familiar for a man who has not even been introduced." Near panic was averted by Captain Stokes, who had charge of the meeting, when he leaped on a chair and shouted, "Everything is all right. This is a part of the entertainment. Nobody is hurt." When order was restored and Albert had performed the singing stunt, I began my address by gazing reproachfully at the chairman and saying, "Captain, I am astonished that you exercise so little vigilance that you permitted someone to bring in a populist platform on this Republican meeting." The crowd roared. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.